This is Dr. Schneider dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilators for Amishu and Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Kunkel, K-U-N-K-E-L. This goes to Dr. Christos, 1. On 2/19/25, Mr. Kunkel performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was an improvement, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction period compared to a prior study date of 10/30/24. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Samantha Pruitt. This goes to Goshen Medical Center on 2/19/25. Mrs. Pruitt performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no significant airways obstruction nor bronchial activity period compared to paragraph impression normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Peter Riley. This goes to Dr. Bocoup on 2/19/25. Mr. Riley performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction. Period, compared to a prior study dated 11/7/24. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a good response to bronchodilators showing no significant change. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Ricky Lacko, L-A-C-K-O. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 2/19/25, Mr. Lackey performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period, after bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction. Period, compared to a prior study dated 11/12/24. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Jeffrey Gaffney. This goes to Dr. Christos, 1. On 2/19/25, Mr. Gaffney performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal without airways obstruction and without bronchial activity. Period. New paragraph impression normal study. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on June Lovelace. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 2/19/25, Mrs. Lovelace performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 9/24/24. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Lois Smith. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 2/19/25, Mrs. Smith performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. There was improvement in forced vital capacity due to improved effort, but otherwise no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 10/29/24. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease showing no significant change. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Larry Sellers. This goes to the VA. On 2/19/25, Mr. Sellers performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant, with poor effort after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one. Period. The ratio of FEV 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/19/2024, there's been no significant change. Period. To paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Period. Thank you.